pencil-thin models strut down the catwalk, sporting the latest in eco-chic fashion. With their stiletto heels and robotic looks, they could be in Milan or Paris, London or New York. But their flaxen beehive wigs and stylish garments made from natural materials tell a different story. Nearly 50 ready-to-wear and couture designers from 40 countries have cut their cloth from a range of organic and recyclable materials, including organic bamboo and silk, alpaca and pineapple fibers, and even 100% paper. The organizer of the show, Christina Dean, says her Hong Kong-based environmental charity, Green to Greener, promotes sustainable living. She says eco-chic events are the main platform for doing that.
We always try to ensure that we really are doing the best we can in our sort of environmental performance, because obviously with a very strong message about fashion and sustainability, we need to be as sensitive to the environment in everything that we do.
I embarked on the road of sustainability or ethics or biodiversity about 5 years ago when I founded a company called Noir. I worked with 16,000 farmers in Africa. And what we do, we grow organic and fair-traded cotton.
Danish fashion designer Peter Ingwersen says he got into so-called green fashion when he realized more and more consumers nowadays want to buy ethically. They want to be seen to be doing good.
10 years ago, it was enough to buy the latest It bag. Today, that's not enough anymore. When you want to buy the latest It bag, you also want to know how it's produced. And that is the biggest change that we've seen in our business since the hem length went below the knee.
Conservationists present a gloomy picture about the state of the world's biodiversity. The United Nations reports the loss of habitat has accelerated the loss of biodiversity in recent years. Some estimates suggest species extinction because of human activity is about 1,000 times faster than the natural rate of loss. Biotrade analyst at the UN Conference on Trade and Development, Lucas Asansau, says local communities will be more inclined to preserve their flora and fauna if they can see economic benefits from using their natural resources in a sustainable manner. He says this has worked in Bolivia, which has a huge population of yacaré, a species of crocodile.
It so happens that in some parts of Bolivia, this overpopulation of yacarés is detrimental to human life. So there is a real claim there to sustainably manage the yacaré population, which means killing them. So happens that the skin is very valuable for the shoes industries in Italy, for example. So there is a win-win opportunity.
My name's Sarah Ratti. I run an eco-fashion brand called Sial. I've been involved in eco-fashion for 20 years.
Ratti says ecologically friendly clothes are not necessarily ethnic nor frumpy-looking. She says her collection is very modern, although it uses a diverse range of natural products.
There are a lot of great new green innovations which are working within natural fabrics as well as synthetics that are doing this.
I'm Alpha D. I'm the president of All African Fashion Designer to 20 years.
Alfadi, who comes from Niger, is founder of the Festival of the Deserts.
I make every 2 years a big festival in the desert. We bring maybe 5,000 persons in the desert to make African fashion true and to help African fashion to grow and to give human faith for African fashion.
Alfadi has stores in New York, Paris, and several African countries. His clients include the wives of Africa's presidents. He has designed clothes for U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the late singer Michael Jackson. Alfadi says promoting so-called green clothes is both good for the environment and good for the pocketbook. His eco-chic couture fashion costs several thousands of dollars and ready-to-wear several hundred dollars.
That's me, Alpha D, with an eco, green, and I want to make money. Make money for me and make money for my country and to help Africa to grow and to give him human faith. European make fashion. Why not African? Fashion can help Africa.
The show is over, and from the enthusiastic applause, it is clear that at least with this crowd, eco-chic is in. The UN Conference on Trade and Development says eco-fashion brings in between $150 million and $200 million a year. It considers this an increasingly significant chunk of the market and predicts green fashion will continue to grow as more people recognize that what is good for the environment can also be good for their looks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.